severe liver disease. This year, the theme is It is Time for Action. And here is Joyce Clift-Tata with the facts and figures.
According to the most recent epidemiology studies in Cameroon, one out of every 10 people carries hepatitis, thereby making it a huge public health concern. Medics say, sadly enough, 8% of these patients who test positive often demonstrate a lack of awareness about the chronic disease. Probably because its signs are not so visible and in some cases take a longer period to be known. Therefore, World Hepatitis Day, observed every July 28, raises awareness on viral hepatitis and inflammation of the liver that causes severe liver disease and cancer. If swift measures are taken now, WHO's elimination goal by 2030 could still be achievable. As of 2022, in the world at large, over 300 million people are living with chronic hepatitis B and C. In 2024, the health community all over the globe says the time for action against hepatitis is now.
Joyce Clift-Tata, medical doctors advise that people avoid sharing needles, which can transfer small amounts of blood from one person to another in a move to prevent the disease. They say safe sex and good hygiene can also protect a person from infection. Here is Colette Jani.
Hepatitis B infection remains a serious public health problem in several parts of Cameroon, which could be prevented, says Mr. Jerry, a health expert.
The first thing is awareness. And when people are aware of something, the battle is more than won. The next thing is for the people to go for screening, because the germ might have been living in some people for 20 years, 30 years without their knowledge. And later there could be problems. And the thing is to prevent that problem. Hepatitis B also is one of the few viruses that can be prevented by immunization.
The medics have attributed certain habits to curb the spread of the disease.
People, adults, who still avoid sharing of contaminated needles. Things should be sterilized. Blood should be screened before transfusion. And when people should avoid unprotected sex, just like we have in HIV, because the mode of transmission as adults is exactly the same as HIV. The only difference is that transmission of hepatitis B is much more efficient than transmission of HIV.
There is a need, therefore, of intensifying awareness, education, routine screening, and vaccination of the population, especially in schools and university milieu, to better counteract the infection with hepatitis B virus in our localities.
Colette Jani, another advice from medical experts is that children should be given the first dose of hepatitis B vaccine within 24 hours following birth. They say the vaccine was included in the routine vaccination program in 2005. As for adults, there are three doses, and in some cases, there is a booster dose. Winston Lebga discussed issues related to hepatitis B with the coordinator of the Hepatitis Treatment Center of the Boya Regional Hospital. Dr. Folefak Laura is the guest on the 3 p.m.
Dr. Folefak Laura, thank you for being our guest. When does hepatitis B get chronic?
Any individual who tests positive for hepatitis B virus for more than 6 months after their first blood test is diagnosed to be having chronic hepatitis B infection. And this actually means that the individual's immune system was not able to get rid of the hepatitis B virus.
Is there any special diet for people living with chronic hepatitis B infection?
Well, there is no diet, I would say, that can cure the chronic hepatitis B or hepatitis B infection per se. Nevertheless, we could recommend some diets for patients. This include eating a balanced diet made up of fruits, made up of vegetables, whole grains, proteins. Overall, a balanced diet. And the balanced diet has a role in that it would boost the individual's immune system and enable them to be able to manage this chronic infection better.
Doctor, it is said that there is a period when a patient does not need to take his or her medicines. I want to know, how true is that, and what must they do to support the liver?
That all depends on whether or not they meet certain criteria, clinical and paraclinical or laboratory criteria that are put in place. For example, a patient with a low viral load is not going to start treatment at at the point of diagnosis of chronic hepatitis B infection. We all know that chronic hepatitis B has no cure, and medications are intended to just help manage the situation, suppress the viral load. So if the viral load is already low, even though, yes, the patient is infected, if the viral load is already low, they are not going to need treatment at that point in time. And that's just one of the many criteria which we have to assess at the point of diagnosis to make a decision completely. Avoid any medication that is also metabolized or broken down in the liver, like paracetamol.
Our guest on the 3 p.m., Dr. Folefak Lora, interviewed there by Winston Lebga. Onto this press release, the Executive Secretary of African Sea Energy Against AIDS and Suffering hereby announces as follows. Under the distinguished patronage of Her Excellency, Madame Chantal Biya, First Lady of Cameroon, founding President of African Sea Energy, UNAIDS Special Ambassador, the official launching of the 22nd edition of the AIDS Free Holidays campaign will take place at the headquarters of African Sea Energy, located in the Mele neighborhood in Yaoundé, on Wednesday, 31 July 2024, at 11 a.m. It shall be co-chaired by Mr. Manauda Malashi, Minister of Public Health, who is also the President of the National AIDS Control Committee, and Mr. Munona Fuchu, Minister of Youth Affairs and Civic Education. The theme of this edition is No to Moral Deviances and Deprivation, Yes to an AIDS-Free Future. Started in 2003 by Madame Chantal Biya, AIDS Free Holidays is a nationwide sensitization campaign on sexually transmitted infections and HIV/AIDS carried out by young people during the holidays. And it is signed by the Executive Secretary of African Sea Energy, Mr. Jean-Stéphane Biacha. In more news, the new director of the Cameroon Baptist Health Services has been installed with a call to improve healthcare delivery to the population. The Reverend Dr. Diteme Chalimine, Executive President of the Cameroon Baptist Convention, the CBC, gave the instructions in Bamenda while commissioning Samuel Ngum into office. Eric Langmia Wufu tells us more.
It was a highly animated St. Peter the Apostle parish, Mesamendungu, filled with church officials, Christians, plus guests that rose to ecstasy upon the arrival of the Vicar General of the Yaoundé Archdiocese, Reverend Father Gabriel Minsandu, extended appreciation to the Christians for their contribution towards the growth of the church. He invited them to promote peace, the common good, by putting others first and themselves last, and shun all forms of violence that threatens peace wherever they find themselves. On behalf of the St. Peter the Apostle Parish, the parish priest, Reverend Father Grégoire Alain Mani Gondi, saluted the efforts of the Vicar General in bonding with the Christians and in catering for the sheep in the archdiocese. The visit accorded the Vicar General, Gabriel Minsandu, an opportunity to be closer to the Christians in Mesamendungu and discuss concerns about their church for the growth of their spiritual life. The special mass was marked by confirmation and the celebration of the Eucharist. Ngu Henry, TRTV News, Mesamendungu.
And we do apologize for that mix-up. That was not Eric Langmia. It was Gu Henry talking about Christians of the St. Peter the Apostle Parish in Mesamendungu, Yaoundé, who have discussed issues pertaining to the church and parish life with the visiting Vicar General of the Yaoundé Archdiocese. Reverend Gabriela Minsa Ndo called on the parishioners to never stop praying for peace in Cameroon and the world at large. Our reporter Ngu Henry also talked with one of the parishioners, Honorable Peter Jumeambang, who describes the Vicar General's pastoral visit as spiritually uplifting. Hear him.
In fact, it's a very good moment for us. You can see that the Christians are very happy. First of all, the vicar came to administer the sacrament of confirmation to a good number of our Christians. And this sacrament of confirmation to the baptized is to seal the gift of the Holy Spirit in the baptized. And the sealing of this gift to the Holy Spirit also strengthens the Christian in their faith to continue to walk in the body of Christ, which is the church. So that is exactly what the vicar came to tell us today, that we must be strong in our faith, that we have to do everything possible to also demonstrate this faith by our actions. I think it's a very strong message, and that we Christians, we cannot be lukewarm.
You were listening there to Honorable Peter Jume Ambang, and we do apologize for the sound quality of that excerpt. In more news, the president of the African Islamic Union on a working visit to the Far North region has saluted the partnership between the Cameroon government and the Association des Propagateurs de l'Islam, APIC, in promoting education in the Far North region. The Khalifa General of the Fatida Tijaniya from Senegal, Sheikh Muhammadu Mainyas, was speaking in the locality of Mugum in Mayokani while launching activities to complete an Islamic school complex, which he described as a citadel of learning to train generations capable of countering extremist ideas through knowledge and understanding. Sylvester Atemkin tells us more.
The Islamic school complex at Mugum in Mayokani division of the Far North region, funded by the Association des Propagateurs de l'Islam au Cameroun, APIC, falls within their vision to accompany the government in providing quality education to the young people. While launching the activities of the complex, the president of the African Islamic Union, Sheikh Muhammadu Mainyas, underscored the importance of the complex, which he described as a great Islamic educational edifice for dissemination of moderation and righteousness. He applauded APIC for mobilizing resources to develop the educational complex, which to him is a living example of their commitment to strengthen knowledge and understanding in communities designed to teach present and future generations the concrete proof of their noble religion and protecting them from extremist ideas that have nothing to do with Islam. The launching, in the presence of top Islamic clergymen from Cameroon and abroad, local authorities and residents, was equally used by the elites of Mindif, like the Member of Parliament Haman Chioto and the traditional rulers, to expound on the strategic importance Mugum attaches to Islam, dating from Amadou Mugum, an eminent Tijanit scholar. The visiting president of the African Islamic Union from Senegal, after a tour of the structure already in place, equally laid another foundation stone for the extension of the complex, as they also pray for peace. Mugum, Sylvester Atemkin, CRTV.
And we now go to the Southwest, where women from across the board under the canopy of the Virtuous Women Worldwide Organization have been told that identifying and solving community problems could build a stable base for profitable businesses. This call was made by an economic expert, Elvis Wengong, during the Virtuous Women Worldwide Annual General Assembly in Limbe yesterday, chaired by the President General, Pastor Victorine Kamjo. Kange Leon Caesar reports.
Through their mission to socioeconomically empower the Christian woman and her community, members of the Virtuous Women Worldwide Organization during this year's Annual General Assembly were drilled on ways of engaging in profitable businesses through identifying and solving salient community problems.
Elvis Wengong, invited here as an expert to focus on identifying startups and entrepreneurship, especially for the women. They are most of the time in the community. That idea that give a million CFA can just come from the community where they find themselves. So if they look at their community with a negative eye, it will not really work for them.
This year's annual general assembly is closely knitted to one of the organization's major objectives, which aims at promoting income-generating ideas of the group. Pastor Victorine Kamjo, President General.
The objective is to empower the Christian woman socially, spiritually, financially, and to enable every woman to be autonomous, whether you're married or single, to be able to impact our communities and our families.
Authorities of the Limbe chapter say the occasion was crucial for the development of their projects in the pipeline.
Yvonne Mandeng, president for the Limbe branch. We needed some clarification on how to go through, but we believe that with these teachings of today, we'll be able to commit ourselves to the vision wholly.
After concluding with philanthropic activities this year, the organization is now focused on their profit-making projects in the pipeline. Kange, Leon Caesar, CRTV, Limbe.
And more from the Southwest, where the paramount ruler of Boya, His Royal Majesty Dr. Robert Isuka Rendeli, says the people of Boya must continue to remain united as they work for the growth and development of their town. He was speaking during a ceremony to confer the title of notable to two members of the elite of Boya, Professor Kingsley Ngange and Mrs. Clara Njema Bua. Details with you, Lucia Agbo of CRTV Boya. Professor Kingsley Ngange and Clara Njema Mbua have been recognized as notables of the Boya Chiefdom. With this title, they are expected to mediate palace issues, manage land matters, and advise the chief on administrative affairs. Chief Dr. Robert Esuka Endeli is the paramount ruler of Boya.
We have the Mount Cameroon Forest Project right now that has taken up most of our farmers away from the bush, and so we are renegotiating how to re-engage the farmers into a sustainable lifestyle. Those are things that notables can intervene with their wide experience and wisdom about to move the tribe forward. And some of these notables, I didn't recommend them. It was other people who saw their contribution to society and recommended them to the palace.
The newly installed notables have pledged to collaborate with the paramount ruler for the development of the chiefdom. Professor Kingsley Ngange expressed his commitment to foster not just sustainable peace, but the much-needed unity among Fako people.
It is an encouragement to move forward and serve even better. So we will keep putting people first in our community. We'll keep following the leadership of Naliomo.
The installation ceremony took place at the palace of the paramount ruler of Boya and was attended by members of the Boya Traditional Council. The event featured traditional dances showcasing the rich cultural heritage of the community. Lucia Agbo, CRTV News, Boya.
And under this story from the Northwest, the new director of the Cameroon Baptist Health Services has been installed with a call to improve healthcare delivery to the population. The Reverend Dr. Diteme Shalemine, Executive President of the Cameroon Baptist Convention, the CBC, gave the instructions in Bamenda while commissioning Samuel Ngum into office. Eric Langmia Wufo reports.
The executive president of the CBC, the Reverend Dr. Diteme Shalemine, told the new director to center his stewardship at the helm of the CBC Health Services on truth, equity and development. He has also instructed him to launch an incessant war against corruption, tribalism and nepotism while casting a blind eye on detractors.
I've asked the Director of Health Services to uphold those values, to lead the Department of Health Services with truth, to lead with justice, fairness, and to show love even to his detractors, because there is no leader without detractors.
The 49-year-old Ngum Samuel, an international health expert and a pharmacy technician, has worked with the Cameroon Baptist Health Services for 21 years. His vision is geared towards strengthening the provision of healthcare delivery.
Building from the WHO building block for resilience system so that we can develop more partnerships, we can develop more hospitals, we can bring more care, more pointed care to the patients that really need it in a very affordable manner.
Ngum Samuel, who has a 5-year mandate renewable ones at the helm of the CBC, takes over from Professor T. Pius Murphy, who has headed the CBC Health Services for 40 years. The CBC Health Services is said to have health centers in all the 10 regions of Cameroon, with a staff strength of 6,500 workers. Eric Langmia Wofo, CRTV News, Bamenda.
Let's go to the east, where the National Alliance for Democracy and Progress in Belabo now have a new bureau. They were installed by their national president, Mr. Hamadou Mustafa, one of the deputy secretaries general at the presidency of the republic, who enjoined the newly promoted to gain more members for the party. Our reporter, Bennett Akame Ondua, brings us the details.
Members of the National Alliance for Democracy and Progress, NADP party in Belabo, have expressed contentment at the installation of the very first bureau members in the subdivision. Amang Moke, president of the newly elected men bureau, and his collaborators were installed by the national president of the NADP, Hamadou Mustafa, minister of state in charge of missions at the presidency of the republic. Amang Moke. We will work very hard to achieve our goals, and the presence of our national president here today in Belabo means a lot of encouragement to the party. While installing the 3 NADP section offices for the men, women and youths, Minister Hamadou Mustafa invited the newly promoted to raise awareness amongst the activities of the party and to enhance, through their field actions, the mobilization of NADP members in the subdivision. We have one candidate who is President Paul Biya. We are preparing ourselves to emerge victorious in the upcoming elections. The ceremony gave room for traditional chiefs of Belabo and Dziang to elevate the national president of NADP, Amadou Mustapha, to rank of notable in the community. Belabo, Bennett Akame Undua, CRTV.
And in more news, thousands of Muslims from countries worldwide, including Cameroon, are discussing issues related to God, global peace, and the spirit of brotherhood at a three-day convention in the UK. The annual event is known as the Jalsa Salana UK Convention, and it is holding at a farm in Hampshire, from where Moiti Waifu Akonjang now reports.
A global village on a local farm. The Jalsa Salana is the largest gathering of Muslims in the United Kingdom. With a record 40,000 participants this year, the Hampshire farm, converted into a convention ground, has over 200 flags of different nations waving alongside each other, amongst them the Cameroon flag. At the Juma prayer marking the beginning event, the Ahmadiyya community's spiritual leader, His Holiness Hazrat Misra Masru Ahmad, called for peace and preached on the essence of brotherhood.
These are the teachings of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to extend our level of patience. And if we raise our level of patience and forbearance, we won't have all these issues.
The event in its 58th year focuses on spiritual growth, self-reflection, and community bonding.
My name is Alhaji Bala Ibrahim Baba, the national president of Ahmadiyya Muslim Jamaat Cameroon. The experience there is the love for one another, which is inculcated among different communities all over the world that have come to assemble here.
40,000 people will link hands to form a literal and spiritual chain with their Khalifa this Sunday. This action represents a pledge and reaffirmation of one's faith. Jalsa Salana serves as a platform for renewal and elevation of spiritual standards. Moiti Uwaifo Akonjang, reporting for CRTV from Hampshire, United Kingdom.
More news from out of the country takes us to the DR Congo, the Democratic Republic of Congo, where a gospel concert has left at least 9 people dead and others injured. Gospel singer and pastor Mike Kalambe was performing at an 80,000-seater stadium in the capital, Kinshasa, with reports saying the event was overcrowded. A 10-year-old child is among those who died. In a statement released by the governor of Kinshasa, Daniel Bumba blames the disaster on excesses and crowd movements. Now, sports. Cameroonian table tennis player Sarah Hanfu has been knocked out of the Paris Olympic Games. She was beaten by Cheng Ai-ching from Taiwan by 4-0. Sarah Hanfu is the first Cameroonian athlete to be kicked out of the ongoing Olympic Games by defeat. Our envoy to Paris, Baldwin Sama, tells us more.
An end of a journey for Seva Hanfu at the ongoing Paris Olympic Games, a difficult match for Seva, who was unable to qualify for the next round of the competition. Her opponent, Cheng Xing, dominated all the sets, imposing her supremacy, winning the first two sets 12-10 and 10-5 respectively. The third set was an easy ride, as she imposed an 11-1 win over Seva, while confirming the fourth set, winning the match 4-0. A defeat which remains difficult to accept for Seva Hanfu.
It's a bit weird, you know, because, you know, it's the end of the world in the Olympics, but also the end of my career. 30 years of table tennis. All the memories are coming through my head right now. Very grateful regarding all the people that supported me throughout the way, the coaches, the sparring partners, and above all, the family.
Seva Hanfu becomes the first Cameroonian athlete to quit the competition, as she equally puts an end to her international career with Cameroon.
And then I will be back for table tennis, not as a coach, but to settle some training program for the kids so that they don't go through the same obstacles that I went through during my career, and I want to give back to table tennis, so I will be back in a few months.
5 Cameroonian athletes are yet to compete, with the next to compete for Cameroon on Tuesday. Covering the 2024 Paris Olympic Games, Pino Meyebe, Olivier Kounou, Baldwin Sama on special assignments.
And in more sports news, Coton Sport of Garoua has announced plans to register a woman's football team this football season. The announcement was made during the club's General Assembly, where the board voted a budget of over 600 million CFA francs to revive the team's technical capacity and get it back to winning ways. Julius Neba reports from Garoua.
During the meeting, the Cotton Sport Board members assured their national and international partners that by the 5th of August, some necessary technical changes will begin to see the light of day at the helm of the club in a bid to help the Cottonites regain their winning spirit with the objective to win the Cup of Cameroon and other international trophies. Ferdinand Sadou is the executive president of Cotton Sport.
This organization will permit us to have a solid management team to get into the upcoming season on a good foot.
In an effort to groom local professional footballers and also spend less buying players out of country, the Cotton Sport officials announced that in partnership with 9 local football training centers in the country, they will organize an under-19 football tournament to kick off on the 3rd of August in Garoua with the objective to scout and train the best boarding talents at the Cotton Sports Football Academy. Ismailu Adama is the divisional officer for Garoua 1.
Au lendemain de cette assemblée générale,
on the heels of this general assembly, we are sure that Cotton Sport will take its place at the helm of football in Cameroon and in Africa.
Au niveau de l'Afrique.
To give supporters of Cotton Sport the opportunity to get the football team's gadgets and other quality accessories they need when supporting their darling club, the board members announced that the shop would be opened in Garoua to that effect in the days ahead. Meanwhile, plans to construct the Cotton Sport dormitory in Yaoundé are underway to facilitate the lodging of the squad when they are in the nation's capital city. Julius Neba, CRTV News, Garoua.
And from football, we talk handball, and the teams to play in the final game of the Handball Cup of Cameroon are now known. In the women's category, FAP and Tekase, both of Yaoundé, will be facing off against each other in the finals. The men's finals will pit Fondation André Zico France against FAP. One of the players of the Fondation André Zico, Leo Concho, declared his joy to reporters after they beat Renaissance by 28 goals to 24 to book a place in the finals. Hear him, he was interviewed by Ben Collins Newberry.
The match was not very easy, entered very slowly because it was not every semi-final is never in a small match. We had to do our best in order to overcome our opponents, but thanks to God and to the resilience of my teammates, we had a successful match.
How did you see your opponents' Renaissance of Douala?
It's a very dynamic team. All of us saw they posed a very big challenge. They are very dynamic, very, very good at each wing. They play well and they gave us a very beautiful match.
It's never easy to defend the trophy. You people are defending the trophy you won last year, and the final is going to be against FAP that have promised they are going to stop you from winning that trophy.
I myself am an ex-player from FAP, but everybody wants to win. This is the best team so far. But every detail is going to come during the final. So every detail is going to be important. We don't want to procrastinate and say that the match is going to be easy or light or whatsoever. We're going to take every action individually and go to it 100%. We're going to give it our best, and thanks to God, maybe we're going to come up with the trophy.
And you were listening there to a player, Leo Concho of the Fondation André Zico, talking to Ben Collins Newberry. And now to end the news here once again, our top stories. Cameroon today joins the globe and calls for urgent action against hepatitis that affects over 3 million people in the country. A call that comes as on World Hepatitis Day today. Chaos at a gospel concert has left 9 people dead and others injured in the Democratic Republic of Congo. And table tennis star Sarah Hanfour has become the first Cameroonian athlete to be knocked out of the Paris Olympics after being beaten by Sheng Aiching of Taiwan. Up next is the summary of the news in the French language with you, Bernadette Missomo.
Bon après-midi, madame, monsieur. Bon après-midi à Imbilé. La journée mondiale de lutte contre l'hépatite se célèbre ce dimanche sous le thème « Il est temps d'agir ». Les hépatites B et C font partie des maladies infectieuses les plus meurtrières au monde. Avec 1,3 million de décès par an, l'hépatite virale a tué plus de personnes en 2022 que le VIH-Sida. Grâce au vaccin contre l'hépatite B et à une bonne hygiène de vie, les hépatites virales B et C peuvent être évitées. Le gouverneur de la région du Nord-Ouest reconnaît à ses côtés depuis 2016 une population résiliente et déterminée qui tient bon face aux menaces et intimidations séparatistes. Adolphe Lélé, l'Afrique a été célébrée ce week-end à Bamenda par les responsables de toutes les couches et secteurs d'activité après sa médaille de la vaillance reçue au terme de la récente conférence des gouverneurs des régions. L'événement était organisé par la mairie de la ville de Bamenda en reconnaissance des multiples efforts du gouverneur. Rassembler les fils Suisse et FIIASA aient fédéré leurs énergies autour d'un idéal commun, à savoir développer leur localité à travers la valorisation de leurs us et coutumes. C'est l'objectif des 10e journées culturelles Yoba-IASA qui s'achève ce dimanche à Campo. L'enjeu de ces assises, au-delà du regroupement populaire, est d'impulser une nouvelle dynamique au développement socio-économique et culturel du peuple IASA. Enfin, sport, 618 millions de francs CFA. C'est le budget de Coton Sport de Garoua pour la saison à venir. Le club Fagnon du Nord vient de tenir son assemblée générale ordinaire. Au cours de cette assise à laquelle a pris part le sous-préfet de Garoua 1er, Ismaïlou Adama, plusieurs recommandations ont été faites, parmi lesquelles la mise sur pied d'un nouvel encadrement technique, l'ouverture d'une boutique et la mise en place d'une équipe féminine. Handball, Coupe du Cameroun, les Fidèles opposeront en dames FAP à TKC et à Monsieur FAP à la Fondation André Zico. Les demi-finales qui se sont disputées ce samedi au complexe sportif de la Concorde à l'Université de Yaoundé 1 ont produit les résultats suivants. En dames, les forces armées et police ont été plus fortes que Fans, battues 24 à 22. Le Tonnerre Kalara Club a laminé Diva de Bafoussam 34 à 18. Chez les messieurs, FAP est venu à bout de Free and Ship de Yaoundé sur un score de 28 à 21, tandis que la Fondation André Zico a eu le dessus sur Renaissance, battue 28 à 24. Madame, Monsieur, merci de rester à l'écoute des programmes du Poste National.